But first, keeping track of extreme weather. Even before making landfall on the Atlantic coast yesterday, Hurricane Sandy was being called a Frankenstorm, a freakish hybrid without precedent on official meteorological records. Here with more on the phenomenon that became Sandy, and some on the strange and destructive storms, is Christopher C. Burt. He's a weather historian with the online service Weather Underground and author of the book Extreme Weather. Christopher, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me.
So you've gathered weather stats from hundreds of American weather stations going back to as early as 1850s. Is there any precedent on record for the kind of storm that is now being called Superstorm Sandy?
I really can't find any precedent to this storm. The closest would have been the so-called perfect storm in October, around the same date in 1991, of which everybody in New England, I'm sure, remembers. But that storm, it was a combination of a tropical storm that collided with a cold front and became a monster extratropical storm. And this was similar. Sandy was similar in some ways, except, of course, it occurred about 800 miles further to the southwest and actually came ashore in the United States, unlike the perfect storm.
And the perfect storm, well covered in the book by Sebastian Younger of the same name, and a film, also a Hollywood film.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, reading up this morning, a number of climate scientists weighing in on the storm, discussing whether or not we can expect more of them. What are your thoughts?
It's hard to predict, whether there'll be more storms like this. I could rather doubt it in the near future.
Maybe I should reframe that and ask, has weather become more extreme?
I'm not qualified to discuss whether weather itself is becoming more extreme as a result of climate change. We're certainly seeing a lot of extreme events in recent years. The heat waves last summer and the past summers, to this storm, for instance, unprecedented. It certainly would appear that events are becoming more extreme.
West Virginia now today looking, and yesterday, at blizzard conditions, over a foot of snow in some places. To your knowledge, has it ever snowed during a hurricane before?
I'm looking back. There was a storm in 1804, believe it or not, on October 9th, 1804, that was a hurricane, tropical storm that came up the coast. Hit New York City and passed the I passed over Boston, and it snowed very heavily to the west of that storm. The Berkshires picked up 20 to 30 inches of snow during that event. The Connecticut Valley, 15 to 18 inches. Even down in the Catskills of New York, it snowed 6 inches. While there were hurricane force winds along the coastline. So that would be the only precedent I'm aware of. But I have to say, we're not positive that actually was a tropical storm in 1804. It just had hurricane force winds. There was an eye associated with it. Heavy snow fell, but it could have just been a very early season, intense nor'easter type of event.
Well, looking through your book, you cover rain and drought and ice and hail and tornadoes with lots of really stunning and scary pictures in many cases of freak weather. But let's focus on hurricanes given the weather this week. One, the deadliest in U.S. hit Texas in 1900. Now, this is chronicled by another book, Eric Larson's book, Isaac Storm. Tell us a little bit more about this hurricane.
This was, the deadliest natural disaster in U.S. history. Nobody knows the exact death toll, somewhere between 8,000 and 12,000 people. It was people who read the book know that it was misforecast by the Weather Bureau at that time. They thought it was dissipating off of in the Gulf of Mexico. And it just roared ashore. To Galveston, which had no sea wall or defenses at that time, and was completely overrun by a storm surge of some 15 feet, remains, of course, the worst natural disaster in U.S. history.
The latest ever recorded hurricane was Hurricane Alice. This was in December 31st, 1954. What makes late storms so unusual, and do they tend to be stronger or weaker than storms during the typical season?
Well, they definitely tend to be weaker. They don't have the dynamics of the water, a warm ocean water to feed them like late season storms do. The latest storm to come close to New England actually was in 1925 on December 2 to 3. There was a weak tropical storm that passed off the Delmarva Peninsula, did no damage. It brought 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts to Atlantic City. And it's debatable that that was actually really a tropical storm as well. But it's very rare to have a hurricane this late in the year actually make landfall anywhere north of Cape Hatteras.
Christopher,
it's not that unusual in the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean Sea to have hurricanes at this time of the year.
Before we close, I'm dying to know, from someone who's been studying categorizing incidences of weird weather phenomena for some time, anything sticks out for you or the strangest things you've ever seen or heard about?
As far as Sandy is concerned,
your whole history.
Oh, geez, that's a hard question.
But you only have 45 seconds to answer.
I would have to say snow rollers are one of the strangest phenomena I think I've ever actually seen them before in New York State, where large barrels like making snowmen, large barrels of snow are blown up by the wind. They can grow up to 4 to 6 feet in diameter. They're extremely strange phenomena. Ball lightning, of course, which has never been photographed before, but enough eyewitness events, we know it occurs. That's probably the rarest of all meteorological phenomena.
Christopher Seabird, I want to thank you for bringing some weather history with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Christopher Seabird, weather historian with weatherunderground.com and author of the book Extreme Weather, a guide and record book. Pretty fascinating. We do have links to some of his recent posts on Weather Underground featuring some of those incredible shots of the world's strangest weather phenomenon. It's at wordaboutradio.org.